Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Fall is my favorite season, Ashley. The colors, the crispness, the cheaper home prices.
One of those things is not like the others.
I was just seeing if you're on your toes, but we have been talking about home buying, and buying a home in the fall or winter is sometimes a better deal because sellers are motivated.
Spring and summer are generally home buying season, so thinking about jumping into home ownership in the fall or winter is a pretty good financial idea. Let's get into our topic for today, searching for and buying a house. Not only will Jason and I be going through the process and offering some tips to buying a home, we'll be joined by some very recent home buyers, Sarah Perfetti and Abby Hinkle. Hi, ladies. Congratulations on your new home.
Thank you.
To review, we said that the first steps to home buying are the following. You understand the responsibility involved.
We're our own landlords now, so when something breaks down, we have to fix it.
Our electricity went out the moment we walked in the door with our keys. That was a pleasant wake-up call that we couldn't rely on anyone else.
You know it's a long-term commitment.
So when we decided we're interested in buying a home, we have an idea of how much we're able to spend. We want to know how much we're going to be paying for a down payment. With that, they used a mortgage calculator to see if you want to pay this much per month, then this is about the estimate of how much you're going to pay with a 30-year loan.
You've come to terms with being in the same place for a while.
We fell in love with the community. We decided that we could live here long term. Renting long term was probably not in our best interest, so we decided that we should look into buying a house.
You've established and maintained good credit.
We actually just bought it under Sarah's name, and her credit was great, so we don't really have to worry about that. There are definitely steps you can take if your credit's not great.
Both of our credit was pretty good, though. For me, working for 2 years, then going to grad school, and then looking for a job, I don't have a really strong employment history. And Abby's kind of the same thing. Employment history is also important when you're getting the loan, and then credit history is part of that. And I think I was fortunate because both of my parents are pretty financially savvy, and they put me on their credit card when I was in high school. So I have been building credit since then.
You've made a financial plan, including finding out your debt capacity, and you know how much of a mortgage you can afford.
We've been starting to budget with Mint, which I heard about from my sister who bought a house a few years ago and is really financially savvy. And Mint.com, it's a great free online way to track your money. Since we share finances, we just put all of our credit cards and loans and everything into one account. Before that, we decided what we thought we would be able to pay, but we knew that our monthly payments, mortgage and insurance and everything, would be lower than our rent.
And you've gotten pre-qualified at banks for a mortgage loan.
If you want to pay $500 and $800 a month, the $95,000 is what you're going to look for in a house. Then we had to find what we liked.
Now you're ready to shop.
Okay, so here's a scenario. You're driving down the street and you see a sign in front of a house that says it's for sale and you're interested. What do you do? You probably noticed the name of the realtor who listed the house on the sign with a phone number. You may think that you have to call that person in order to look at the house and consider it for purchase. That is not true.
Any licensed realtor can get you into that house and show you around. You should do the work and find a realtor you can trust. Ask friends, look at websites that have reviews, and then call that realtor directly. Interview and compare at least 3 candidates. You want that person to be trustworthy because you'll be working with them all the time.
Find a good realtor. For us being our first time and not knowing a lot about the community, getting the right realtor is one of the number one things you're going to want to look into.
A realtor makes money when they sell a house, usually around 6%, and this can change from realtor to realtor. So the person listed on that sign would make money if you bought the house, meaning that if you used that person on the sign as your agent, they may not have as much reason to try and get a good selling price for you, since it would cut into their cut.
There are lots of ways to find homes for sale. Newspaper, the web, and of course you should look around yourself, but also know that your realtor can look for places for you too. And if they're good, they'll work with you to help you find exactly what you want. Remember, their reputation is what makes them money, so don't be afraid to make them work for you.
Qualities that make a really good realtor are somebody who's really responsive. And these days, there's not really an excuse for not responding. In my opinion, you should be able to text your realtor and email them, and they'll get back to you that same day, you know, as soon as possible.
We'll be back next week with some more home buying tips and to talk a little bit more with Sarah and Abby. For now, I'm Ashley Hall with United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.